Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
Definitely been cheating on my tests all my life. Yeah, y'all cheat too, all right? Don't front. Y'all probably cheated in college. I was a dumb kid. I cheated in elementary school. Shit was tough. Second grade, I was like, I don't think this is for me. You talking about taking a nap. What the fuck is a nap, nigga? I eat candy all day. I don't know what the fuck a nap is. Shit. But I was a dumb kid, though. That's what it was. Because I didn't want to study. Studying was stupid to me. Like, why the fuck I'm studying for 100 questions and there's only 20 questions on the goddamn test? Give me the 20 to study for, motherfucker. What if you study for the first 50, but the test is on the last 50? This is some bullshit. Waste all them goddamn hours of studying. Fuck this test. So I started cheating because you'll never want to have the lowest grade in class. That's the worst. What? If you get the lowest grade in class, you're embarrassed like a motherfucker. That's why my dumb ass loved when I had a good teacher. You got a good teacher, they look out for you. Yeah, like if you fail a test, they fold your test paper up, then they hand it to you. You're like, is that low? You had to fold that motherfucker? You can see the red ink seeping through, like, ah, damn, shit. I'm like a 51, fuck. You open that bitch up, nah, that's a 15, god damn. Whew, I'm dumb as shit. Oh, fuck, I get a 15, nigga. Sheesh. A 51, you cool. You get an 80 on the next test, that average you up to about a 65. Ain't too many hundreds in a year to go get that 15. Now, fuck this class, I'm out, I'm done. I ain't make it. That's if you got a good teacher. You get one of them teachers don't give a fuck about you, woo-wee. She'll hold your test paper up in the air, wave from side to side, I got y'all test scores. You hear a classmate go, damn, somebody got a 15. You're like, shit. Woo! Who 15 is that? Your friends be looking at you, you know that show goddamn 15. Nah, I put it in God's hands. I should be all right, I should be all right. Teacher start walking down your aisle, whoa, where the fuck you go? Shuffle the papers up or something, don't give me the first one, goddamn. Man, let me get the fuck out of here. Can I go to the bathroom? Yeah, you can take this 15 with you? Oh, this 15. Just gonna let everybody know I got the 15. I said, man, let me go to the cafeteria, put something on my stomach, I'll be all right. Because grandma always say, if you're having a bad day, put something on your stomach, you'll be all right. I get to the cafeteria, I'm telling lunch lady, I said, look, lunch lady, I can't drink no white milk with no pepperoni pizza. I need a chocolate milk. She said, well, I don't have any more. I said, I know you got some more. You probably trying to keep for your family with your broke ass. That's why you work here. She said, yeah, you keep getting them 15s, you're going to be working here too. I said, I told you. This is some bullshit. I got the transfer. Fuck this school.
Catch Spink Horton in Plastic Cup Boys, laughing my mask off, only on Netflix.